You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-lunch pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson.
Marv, we are back for the Libra new moon. It's coming up on the 6th, which is actually the day this podcast will come out. So I wanted to talk to you about what is going on. We were just talking, and there is so much coming out about relationships with this new moon and kind of the purpose that they are serving in all of our lives. So let's just dive in. Talk to us a little bit about what's going on with the Libra new moon.
Well, you know, as we talked about last month at Virgo, we were leaving Leo of the individual, and then we were moving out into the work world where we become the Virgo interacting with people on an unequal basis. In other words, people above us, people below us, and building those relationships. Well, we have now built the personality structure of a human being on a human level. Now we move into Libra, and for the next six signs, we're going to build the social person, individuality.
Okay, explain that. What do you mean social?
Well, in other words, we're going to start dealing socially much with all the necessities of having relationships on a partnership basis, which that means a commitment and contracts. When you know, it's a lot of difference between having a friend and then somebody that you work with that you got a contract with, because now it's a commitment.
Right.
So we're working today. Libra represents those committed relationships.
Okay.
Whether it be a marriage, whether it be a business partner, Libra represents the law. So Libra is where we're now turning into the evolutionary process to find balance and harmony within ourselves and within our interactions with other people, relationships. And so what we're ultimately doing is we are bringing in the cooperation between between other people and, of course, within ourselves. We can't hardly be an island and know ourselves. We have to have some sort of reflection back to us to understand who we are.
Yeah, you and I a couple of weeks ago brought up the mirroring piece of relationships, and I've had a hard time fully understanding that. Like, I think I said this on the last podcast when we talked about it, but when I associated relationships with mirroring, I thought, well, I'm not anything like the people that I'm bringing in, or there'd be qualities in them that I'd be like, oh, I'm not like that. You know, it was kind of confusing to me. But I had this epiphany a couple weeks ago or something about a relationship that I was in that I was not feeling valued. And you and I were having a conversation and you said that it wasn't that that person even needed to value me, but I had drawn them in to show myself how to value myself in the ways that I was so seeking from them. And so that is what mirroring means, or that is what we continue to do until we learn the lessons of how to give ourselves the kind of validation or things that we need to grow in our human form.
Kelly, I couldn't have said that better.
Thanks, Mark.
I think you're learning.
Oh my gosh. We're learning something here, people. So Libra is really highlighting this, right? What were you going to say?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
So in Libra, we're balancing the self, the ego personality versus the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And our personality versus others.
Our personality versus others. Okay. And tell me more about
that. We've got to interact with people.
Okay. Yeah.
So in that interaction, Libra is constantly, it's represented by this, it's the scales in the zodiac. It's the scales in the heavens. In other words, the sign of the scales is between Virgos on one side, mm-hmm. Scorpios on the other side. So she's always measuring and balancing how we are with others.
Mm-hmm.
And so it talks about spiritually when she measures, when you put a feather on one end of the scale and the personality on the other end of the scale, until it's balanced, we must go through the process of finding balance and harmony and joy in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And so Libras are always measuring the quality, the fairness, and the justness of our ongoing relationships.
The justice of our ongoing relationships. Meaning, yes. Like, if it's like you're in a one-sided relationship or that kind of thing?
Or if you're a codependent and you're depending on that relationship to provide something that you're missing.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. And so Libras, one of their biggest issues is peace at any price.
Okay.
And for Libras, the peace at any price means that they will do almost anything to keep things in harmony and peaceful, which includes abandoning their own individuality, their own spiritual consciousness. And that's a big problem for Libras.
Okay.
And so when we look at Libras, sometimes that price is too high, trying to be all things to all people, which Libras can obviously do. They have a very legal executive mind. Their diplomacy, they're diplomats par excellence. There's a sweetness to them. But beneath that sweetness and that velvet glove is an iron fist, because Libra is very dominating and self-willed underneath. And so when we think of Libra, rules the kidneys. This is the purification of the body. Well, in the psychological body, relationships are the purifiers of the consciousness.
I loved that line when I was reading this outline, when you sent it to me. I think that is so brilliant.
So this is why we need people to learn who we are, because when we interact and interface with others, no relationship is not playing a role in your life. Every relationship you have is showing you, teaching you something. You know, I always talk about, especially in the hypnotherapy, if you recognize something in somebody, well, it's in you.
You spot it, you got it.
You spot it, you own it.
Yeah.
So that's how Libra helps purify our own selves, is purifying that the relationships so that we can ultimately get to our higher consciousness.
Yeah, it hit me so strongly because I can be in my life, and specifically if I'm single, like not in a romantic relationship, and I'm just like feeling like I'm killing it. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just in the flow. I got this. I've grown so much over the past couple of years, you know, just got it all figured out kind of mentality. And then I can get into a dating relationship, or this can happen in other types of relationships, like work relationships, kind of the contractual situations that you're talking about. But it's when I bump up against myself the most and I become aware of things within myself that I did not even know existed because they're just not in the flow of my natural consciousness. And so that is what relationships do. They make us see ourselves and we bump up against ourselves to be able to move to the next realm. But you can't, until you know, until you have an awareness, you're not going to grow.
Well, and the problem with that is you want to, I mean, when you're in pain, you want to push the pain out on somebody else.
Totally.
You don't want to think of yourself causing your pain.
Right.
So you want to
that actually pisses
it.
Me off every time. Like, I'm not doing this. You're doing this.
Well, I understand. And that's why it's so difficult.
Yeah.
So Venus rules the sign of Taurus as well as Libra. So in Taurus, we learned that this is where we had self-reliance, survival, self-love, the values of ourself, the values that we can bring to others, and the instinct to procreate. Now, on the Libra side, this is how to relate to self and others.
Okay.
You compare your values to another. Your personal and your social values, while giving to another what they need.
You lost me there a little bit. Tell me more.
Well, in other words, we interact with, I have this, I'm going to bring this to the table. Mm-hmm. You're going to bring your part to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And the twain do meet. So we come together with different values and different assets. Think of what we have to offer in a relationship. So we bring what we have to offer. They bring what they have to offer. And this makes a relationship of two people coming together for values. Mm-hmm. Or our personality ego has to submit to the soul, to our intuition, to our feelings versus our head. See, you get, you know, Libra's trying to balance your head and your heart.
Mm.
You know, some of the most difficult people that I work with are the people that are all in their head.
Like me?
Well, no, you're not all in your head, Kelly. You're very much in your heart. But I mean, people that just try to figure things out.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They don't allow feelings to come in. So they reject the feelings.
Well, can you, because that's right. I can't control my feelings. They're just going to come out anyway. But when I get into a bad place in my life, it is because I'm overthinking and I'm in my mind. So can you kind of vacillate between the two?
Well, no. You're not supposed to vacillate. You're supposed to use, they're supposed to line up.
Yeah, balance.
So in other words, if whatever you think, thinking is a conditioning patterning of the ego personality.
Okay.
This comes from past lives as well as what we've been conditioned in this life by the people since birth.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're talking about the angel of order and harmony, what we're talking about is the perfect balance between the head and the heart, the will and love, work and play, stillness and action, listening and speaking, so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to find balance within ourselves, and we're using the relationships to do that.
Mm. It's so interesting because I've done so much therapy work where they say feelings aren't facts, like to not react to your feelings all the time, because, you know, feelings can kind of come and go and like wash over us. And then in my work with you, you've tried to get me to focus more on trusting my feelings and not necessarily having to have the logical answer or reason to have it figured out, but to know that like my body knows, I can trust my gut, I can trust my intuition. So it's an unlearning for me in a way.
Well, yeah, because it's a deconditioning.
Right.
And this is the point. This is how you have to work with between the head and the heart.
Okay.
You see, the heart is feelings. Mm-hmm. And feelings come from your physical senses. Mm-hmm. They're moment to moment. Mm-hmm. Feelings are always present. Okay. They are absolutely true. Because if something doesn't make you feel good, what's your immediate response? Something is a threat. Something don't feel right. This don't make me feel good. This don't make me feel, you know, comfortable.
Yeah.
So feelings are true. Emotions are true. And emotions and feelings are two different things. Emotions always come from the external stimuli of out of the past that now become a stimulus that you feel some sort of threat. So it becomes emotional. So it's a feeling that's been energized because it reminds you of something out of the past that you were very uncomfortable.
So wait, you're saying emotions are true?
Absolutely.
Okay. But it's not necessarily because
that doesn't
like,
mean they're right.
That's what I was about to say. Yeah.
But they are true.
And you're
There's
reacting
more honest.
Right. Like you're reacting to something that triggered something from the past, probably a fear, or maybe it was a trauma, a betrayal, anything like that.
Anything.
So it's not necessarily happening exactly again because your emotion is activated, but it is triggering something within you that feels the same as that scenario did.
And the body responds to it.
Right.
And it's done so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
It's done out of the subconscious, which takes 2 milliseconds to respond.
Which is crazy. Yeah.
So in other words, so you have to look at your emotions and you say, well, wait a minute. This really isn't a threat at this moment.
Right.
And that's how the two, the mind and the heart or feelings work. So the mind can come up with anything. All fear is made up in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Our fear, guilt, doubt, shame, and judgment is a mental process. And so when a fear comes up, you have to run it down or you have to look around and say, is this a threat?
Mm-hmm.
And if there is no threat, then you reject the thought. Then you move to the heart. This makes me feel good, or that feels right. So in other words, the correct communication within a person is if they come up with the thought, they run it down to the gut. If the gut feels okay with it, well, then it's acceptable. If the gut doesn't feel okay with it, well, then obviously it needs to be rejected.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a conditioning pattern. Mm-hmm. That's the ego personality getting way too involved in your life. So when you move to feelings, the intuition comes through feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't come through the conditioned rational mind. And so this is why it takes so much energy to try to teach the process of two minds.
Mm-hmm.
The critical, analytical, evaluating, judgmental mind versus feelings, which are really benign. What did Lao Tzu mean when he said, let reality be reality?
I don't know.
Well, he meant just it is what it is.
Oh.
That doesn't mean you necessarily have to respond to it. But you can sit at a stoplight in a car waiting for a red light or a green light. You can have an emotional feeling over something. You can have a phobia created in that moment. Mm. And you have to look around you and say, well, what is that coming up for? There's no threat.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to override that. And that's a big piece of what Libra does, is learns how to override the conscious, analytical, opinionated, perspective, judgmental mind.
So we're just looking for the balance, the scales.
Right. Okay. You see, in Virgo, didn't we learn how to utilize that critical analysis?
Yes.
So we learned how to evaluate our experiences in Virgo. And now we've got to purify that critical analysis by creating order and harmony. And of course, that has to come through joy, and joy only comes from the soul, the master self. So we are to learn how to fit in this world like a hand in a glove. And of course, when you understand the angel of abundance, we attract beauty, harmony, material prosperity, but we also attract people and things that we want and desire. And of course, the angel of abundance is diffused by ego, because ego brings in limitations, insecurity, conflicts, problems. So this is why it's helping us to purify our physical reactions to living in the physical world.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Wait, it's here to purify our physical reactions to living in the physical world. So right. By getting more in touch with the feelings, getting out of the ego, out of the mind, those kind of things.
Well, when you're getting in touch with feelings, I'm hoping you're meaning by getting in touch with the heart and your intuitive soul.
Yes.
The soul is always trying to guide you. And it's overridden by the ego personality.
Mm-hmm.
Because the soul sends very low wattage.
Mm-hmm.
And when you run a big lot of emotions, well, it's the information is not coming through. I mean, think about it. When you get really emotional, how logical you are.
Oh,
how
I'm
rational you are.
Completely illogical.
Exactly. Okay. So we attract relationships as the mirror of who we are internally to correct the belief of lack and disharmony in ourselves.
That is a good definition right there.
The relationship that we have with ourselves will mirror the relationships we have with others.
This is why it's like the most cliche thing that people say about romantic relationships, right? But that you can't love another person until you love yourself. Well, I mean, you can, and I think you can get in relationships, but what this says to me is kind of the same thing I think that's trying to say, that we're only going to draw in what's actually happening within us internally. So if you have a bad relationship with yourself, you don't have self-love, you're not aware of the things that you're even, or just you're not aware of yourself at all, then you are going to draw in the person to bring all of that out.
Well, exactly. I mean, you're going to draw in what you need so that it can hopefully prove to you that you're not guilty of anything, that you don't have fears, that you see, these were on the lower rung of the map of consciousness. You know, guilt, doubt, shame, fear, all those things, anxieties. All those things are very low vibration that we operate in. And when we're in that low of vibration, I mean, you can't get much lower than shame. So how are you, what are you going to attract in when you have shame, when you're humiliated, when you blame yourself for causing all the bad things in your life? What kind of relationship are you going to attract in?
Probably someone operating in that same vibration.
Well, probably somebody that's going to utilize you as a doormat.
Oh, right. Also sounds familiar.
Okay. And so when we look at the Libra archetype, we're looking at understanding that when we initiate all kinds of relationships, this is a diversity of relationships. These are intimate relationships, partner relationships, friends. All relationships are teaching us something, and it requires an understanding of your beliefs, values, and needs, and what is their beliefs, values, and needs. You know, typically we'll learn on a friendship basis, like attracts like. Friends think like you do.
This is true.
Okay. Or they wouldn't be a friend.
Right. You don't waste your time with that.
Why would you do that?
Right.
And so Libra is about contrast and comparison. You see, in Gemini, we have individual thought. In Aquarius, we have group consciousness. We have to understand the group. In Pisces, we have the ideal. That's the God of consciousness. This is the idealism, which we talk about. The primordial pain is leaving the womb, leaving God, our maker. So we're always trying to establish in Taurus our values and what we're missing. And then we go find a relationship to fulfill that part of us that is missing. And you know how you find relationships, they look at their partner as a god or a goddess. Oh, she's so great, I'm nothing. You see, so we put people up on a pedestal, and this ultimately moves into codependency.
Yes.
Okay. And so we need to become aware of our needs and realities, and this is how we do it, through Libra, through finding balance in ourselves and in our relationships. We have to live in, and of course, this means living in the rhythm of extremes versus living in balance. So in other words, if I have guilt and shame, why wouldn't I attract the polar opposite of guilt and shame, an egotist, a narcissist? What is that going to teach me?
Well, they're going to treat you like you treat yourself internally.
That's right. And eventually, mm-hmm. you're going to get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. And so we have to live in the extremes to find balance in our life.
Okay.
And that's what relationships are about. They're showing us who we are. And sometimes it's not a pretty picture. So we have to learn to listen. Mm-hmm. Libra's biggest number one need is to listen.
What are we listening for? Like,
you're just listening to what other people are saying.
Okay. And then what it's bringing up.
And you're listening to your own inner voice.
Mm-hmm.
So you're always listening.
Mm-hmm.
And so Libra is where we find multiple personality disorders. That's the archetype of multiple personality disorders, because we're not trying to live by who we are told we are, or how should we get approval from others. So that means we abandon our own self.
Mm-hmm.
So when we abandon ourselves, we are abandoning our own true authentic self, and we are trying to get balance in another person's reality, because everybody is living their own reality.
Mm-hmm.
So if you meet 100 people, that's 100 different realities. So there, if you live trying to please others, not being authentic, peace at any price, well, then you're abandoning you. And then, so what you're really doing is now you are holding on to your inhibitions, your doubts, your fears, guilt, shame, judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to release all of those to achieve universal consciousness, which allows healing and oneness. See, this only happens on the level of joy. And joy can only be achieved through higher consciousness. Cannot be achieved. You see, happiness can be achieved from an ego personality. Oh, I'm happy, happy, happy.
Yeah.
I got my paycheck today. Somebody's coming to my life. You know, any number of things can make you happy. But true joy is just being here, being in consciousness. And that has to come from the soul. So only the soul produces joy. And it's at joy where we look at the map of consciousness is the first level of healing.
Say that again. I'm trying to process that one.
Joy is the first level of healing, because we create imbalances. We create disharmony, dis-ease. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In our conscious mind. And the only way to heal the conscious mind is to heal the judgments, perceptions, opinions, and perspectives of the conscious mind.
Mm.
So yeah, we have to move. I mean, how many times do you hear of people, whether it's alcohol, How about people that get on drugs and they go to Alcohol Anonymous and they become very religious or very spiritual? Because that's the byproduct. When you put your faith in the higher consciousness, that's where you find joy, peace, and harmony. That's where the body can heal itself.
When you were saying that joy comes from our higher conscious, a 12-step program popped in my mind, because one of the gifts of a 12-step program, they always say, is that you will recover the feeling of joy. Because, you know, nobody goes to 12-step in a good spot in their life.
Right.
You go because you want to get out of pain. And then you work the process of the 12 steps. And that's one of the gifts of working the program, is you will recover the feelings of joy. But it's because of the soul healing that comes from getting out of your mind and operating within your addiction, and then operating from a place of trusting a higher power. And then that does create joy. I get it. I got it.
So a person that's, you know, an alcoholic, people look down on them as being, you know, kind of low level. But the truth is they are very, very close to a spiritual level.
Mm-hmm.
Because what are they drinking away?
The spiritual hole.
A person that's an alcoholic, what are you drinking away? You're drinking away your pain, your fears, right, your anxieties, because you're drinking away your inhibitions.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the only way you know how to release them. Mm-hmm. And the 12-step program is going to teach you how to move into your heart energy, joy, and know that. What did Jesus say? Ye are all gods. And you're going to move into that intuitive feeling of oneness. Mm-hmm. And when you talk to them, they say, oh, I've been free for 3 years or 10 years or 20 years. I got my 20-year chip or whatever. It's because they're moving it. They've come into a whole new level of energy.
Yes.
And a higher consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
And so Libra is also teaching us about left brain, right brain.
Okay.
And it's doing that by way of the right brain is the creative mind. So let's look at the musician. He gets a song during the middle of the night. It plays in his head. Well, then it's in the right brain. It's not in the physical form yet. So when he wakes up, he's got to go play it or reach for a piece of paper to write that music down.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a left brain process. Now you're bringing it into form. And so that's how Libra teaches balance. So we're balancing our intuitive and our physical realm.
I mean, that could go for anything though, right? Like balancing your masculine and feminine energy, balancing.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Yeah. Balancing head and heart, will and love, mm-hmm. inner and outer, work and play, stillness, action, impression, expression, listening, speaking, receiving, giving, radiation and attraction.
Mm-hmm.
It's total equilibrium, total balance. So Libra is form building energy of all manifestation.
Form building energy of all manifestation.
You were given the song?
Oh.
Or you were given the artistic ability?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to create it.
Okay.
In form.
Okay.
You see, this is why vision is so powerful. Because mm-hmm. if you see it in your mind, well, then your greater mind, which is part of the subconscious brain, creates it, because it becomes the attraction, repulsion, adhesion, cohesion, adhesive point in your life.
Mm-hmm. This is why you keep getting me or keep telling me to dream.
Because whatever you dream, you can attract.
Yeah.
Whatever you can visualize, you can. What the mind can conceive, the mind can achieve. It's all done in the mind.
Yeah.
All is mind. That comes from Plato, Socrates. Think of that for a moment. All is mind. All of this is just mental experience.
But you just said we're trying to live in balance with our head and our heart.
That's right.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
How is it all mental experience?
Well, did he not say live in the world, not of it?
Yeah.
We've got a physical realm to deal with. We enjoy the physical things this dimension has to offer. So we enjoy life, the abundance. And we can attract all that we desire because we're creators.
Mm.
Ye are all gods.
Yeah.
You might as well just say ye are all creators. You're a co-creator of all reality. And so that's Libra. I mean, I love this part where it says this angel is the is a warrior. You know, Libra also teaches death. You know, in Greek, this was Athena, the goddess of arts. In Rome, this was Minerva, the goddess of war. So we're going to war on duality. And the first order of the universe is destruction of disorder. That's why he said, I come not to bring peace, but a sword.
But is that, like, because I think people would hear that and, I mean, or when I initially hear that, I hear it as, I'm trying to verbalize what I'm thinking right now. Like, let me start over. The part of us that can grow and change, usually we have to lose something first, right? We have to deconstruct all of the bad things, or, you know, they talk about like in demolition with a house. Like, you have to tear down the old house before you can rebuild the new one. So do you feel like that is sort of maybe even what's happening in our world right now? Like, there's a lot of things that are in disorder. And so we're kind of losing all these old systems to build up new ones that are more in harmony with both, or in balance.
Yes, it's birthing in a whole new reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's we have to destroy what is in discord.
Mm-hmm.
When we heal disease, what do we have to destroy?
The disease?
The disease, the germ.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you see, there has to be something that teaches us about the polar opposites.
Mm-hmm.
That's Libra. We have to have a war on disorder. Mm-hmm. We have to be at war against the disease. We have to find out, where have I been imbalanced in my life, in disharmony, to have attracted this disease in the body? Because the body mirrors the consciousness, or mirrors conscious thought, the ego personality. And when you're out of balance, the body is going to play it out every time. And so we have to break down what it is that got us where we are and then build it back up. Now, if it was a relationship, we have to break down how we got in the relationship, how we stayed in the relationship, and then what we needed to do to get out of that type of relationship, and what was our participation.
Mm-hmm.
How did we attract that in? Better yet, why did we attract that in? What did it teach me about me? Mm-hmm. And when you bring it down to that level, well, then everybody's a teacher.
That makes it a lot easier if you're going through a bad relationship situation, because you can just say, what am I learning, versus like get stuck in the, oh, why didn't this work, or why, the blame game that we all do with relationships, right? So if you're right. Like, what am I supposed to be learning? Why did I bring that in? For me, it gives me a lot more peace when things aren't going exactly as they feel like they should.
Exactly. Because you see, the personality and the ego is only going to cause compromise.
Mm-hmm.
And when you compromise your spiritual integrity, what does that leave you with?
When you compromise your spiritual integrity?
Yes.
Well, I mean, it's definitely self-abandonment.
I mean, how many times have you told spiritual people, hey, walk the talk or shut up?
Yeah.
That's spiritual integrity. I don't care what you believe, but live it.
Yeah.
I don't have to believe what you believe, but I do have to believe that you honestly are committed to mm-hmm. living within what you believe mm-hmm. is the right way for you, because there is 1,000 paths to God. No one way is right, nor is any one way wrong. So you see how the duality keeps coming into these this conversation?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So Libra deals with choices. It's always choosing, weighing, always looking at the opposites, trying to find harmony. And sometimes we, in trying to find harmony, we have to go through the conflict to find it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the harmony is with the conflict is within us.
I always just wish that I'm like, oh, why do we have to go through so much pain to get to, you know, the peace that you're talking about, or the joy even? But I just don't think as humans we would learn any other way. Because also your awareness wouldn't be there. You wouldn't be looking at it.
Right. Why would you examine and evaluate yourself if
you were happy?
You were on an island.
Right. You wouldn't.
Right. So that's the point.
Mm-hmm.
So this new moon represents knowing how to unwind.
Okay.
Compose oneself emotionally.
Okay.
And refusing to deal with reality on any term other than one's own.
Ooh, I like that.
Exactly. You don't, I mean, it's not peace at any price.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's a very peaceful person. He don't upset the apple cart. Well, he's upset internally.
I was going to say that doesn't, I would not trust a person like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So this month is about really learning how to deal authentically and honestly with what we feel.
Okay.
Because there should be no judgment. How can I tell you what you don't feel? If you got up from a nap and said, "Oh, Marvin, I'm still tired." And I said, "Oh, you can't be tired. You just got up from a nap. Can you be tired getting up from a nap?"
I'm always tired getting up from naps.
Okay. And same way with being cold and you put on a jacket and you're cold. Mm. How can you be? You see, we're always forming opinions, perceptions, and judgments. And as long as we're doing that, it's just one pointing at them, one finger pointing at them, and three fingers pointing at ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to come to honest truth. What do we feel? And if you speak of what you feel, well, then that has to be honored, wouldn't it? And if I tell you what I think, well, then you can argue with me because this is what you think.
Mm-hmm.
So thinking creates duality. But there is no duality when you tell me how you feel. How can I deny how you feel?
Right.
I would want to understand why you feel like that. And when you can talk out feelings, well, now you can come into harmony and balance because you come into truth.
Well, see, okay, now what you just said is actually really fascinating to me in regards to relationships, because I think that that's right. And I think that two people can coming at a situation and see completely different realities based off of their feelings. But what's interesting is there's two types of people, I think. And what you just said would be, well, I want to understand why you feel that way. But that also takes another person being willing to look at, oh yeah, why do I feel that way? Like, what is going on and what is that bumping up against? Because if that curiosity piece isn't there, or that empathy piece from the other person, you kind of can't communicate. You know, you're going to bump up against, well, that's not the reality that I'm living, and that's not the reality that I'm living, and there's nowhere that it can go further than that, which is just
right.
The discord, I guess, that we were talking about earlier.
So the proper relationship would have compassion.
Correct.
Have understanding of your values and your needs, and do the very best they can to help you meet those needs.
Right.
Help
you meet. Just going to go ahead and write that down. Oh.
And so if that's what you call coming from a compassionate heart.
Right.
And so the full moon, we have to understand, we have to do our best to influence the beliefs of others through humor and serious discussion.
Okay.
So the full moon is about having that compassion and understanding about feelings. And sometimes we have to use humor to demonstrate the absurdity of just common ways of thinking. We have to look behind the veil and see and try to figure out what's people's agenda.
Mm.
What's their intention?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because intention is ultimately how we're all measured by spirit. What is your intention? God only wants to know what's in your heart. If the heart is pure, you're in God. If it's not, well, then there's karma to pay.
Mm-hmm. You don't want that karma.
You don't want that karma.
Mm-mm. Ain't nobody got time for that karma.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of,
a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Some of the energies we got is healing and releasing old patterns of dealing with relationships to protect ourselves. And so as to express our honest feelings and truth. It's very, very vitally needed. And it's part of the quest and the journey to spiritualizing and self-realization. And it helps us to discover our own intentions in all relationships and in all situations. Mercury's retrograde, so everybody knows that that's going to cause all kinds of problems.
Well, it already is
miscommunications.
Today. Miscommunications, also like technology. I was telling you earlier that social media is basically shut down today, which is hilarious to me.
Communications. So what I like to do is expect clarity and change when it goes direct and new information presents itself.
When is it going direct again?
It'll go direct on the 18th.
The 18th. Okay.
And of course, we got a nice little Pluto squares Mercury. So there's going to be all kinds of communication attempts at manipulation and controlling others.
I love that you just phrase that as a nice little Pluto square Mercury. It sounds terrible.
Well, Pluto is exposing all of our fears and doubts and guilt and shames. It's exposing everything we want to hide.
Awkward.
And of course, we've got a Uranus in conjunct Venus, which means we need to balance the needs or values of ourself and others.
Okay.
And this is kind of like, you don't know how, it's living in the paradox. We have to live in a paradox. Mm-hmm. We have to find a way to create win-win situations mm-hmm. when it doesn't seem like things can come together and fit. And we have to be very careful about wanting others to meet our demands, wanting others to be part of our reality. So we have to listen to other people's thoughts and ideas mm-hmm. and incorporate them or just let them be. But you don't have to form an opinion perspective on them because it's their reality.
And you don't have to try to change theirs.
And why would you have to? You, who are you to change somebody else's reality?
I think it's hard, though, sometimes because, you know, only in relationships specifically, since we're talking about that, when you're living in completely different realities, you know, or this is something I've done in the past. I want the person to come with me because I'm like, I know I can't stay unless you do, like, because our realities are so different, you know? And so I think there can be a lot of emotion tied to that incentive, like to where we're going in, we're like, no, you need to change. And you always say to me, you're like, you have to accept people as they are. This is their journey. Yeah. You're not in charge of their journey. That's like my ego mindset to be like, at thinking that I'm God or something.
Well, you're thinking you're smarter than their soul.
But what if I am? No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally joking. That was a complete joke. I don't even know what to do with my own life.
So we're at now in a full phase. And of course, what does it stand for? In other words, we are now observing like the full moon.
Okay.
We must assimilate the experiences of all without emotions or physical senses to be able to experience all creative expression without judgment. I mean, that's just so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because at full phase, we're seeing polarity. We're seeing the paradox. It's a natural place of polarity. And we must come to the place of lack or judgment, opinion, and polarizing beliefs. We have to reject the shoulds, our perspectives, opinions, perceptions, because we do not see but a very small part of reality.
Mm-hmm.
So we have no business judging anything. So Libra is really about coming into a powerful self and understanding others, themselves, and people.
Mm-hmm.
Libras, it was kind of humorous to learn that Libras make the best generals.
Why?
Because they understand people.
Mm.
They understand their warriors. They understand the battle. So as we get into this new moon.
Yes.
Libra, you got to be authentic and be yourself and be honest.
Ooh, I know some Libras who need to hear that.
Uh-huh. And Virgos, stay in balance with your finances. Don't overspend.
Okay.
And don't be a tightwad either.
So in balance.
Don't let your poverty consciousness get the better of you. In Leo, your thinking and creativity comes through feelings. So your thinking needs to align with your feelings because that's the correct communication. And communications are certainly augmented this month. For Cancers, bring a more peaceful presence to your home, where you live, your environment. Spruce it up. Get some water fountains and flowers. Make some incense. When you walk through your front door saying, oh my God, I'm home with God. I'm home in peace. And for Geminis, bring pleasures and joys into your hobbies, into your reality. You know, people sometimes used to ask me all the time on my radio show, well, how do I make more money? I say, well, be more creative.
Well, no pressure there.
And for Tauruses, make sense. You give equal time to yourself and establish healthy routines. This is in their sixth house of health. So Tauruses need to really make sure they stay in balance in their life, their nutrition, what they eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And Aries, stop for a moment and try to realize other people's needs and how you can give to them and serve them when you love them.
Is that tough for an Aries?
That's very tough.
I thought so.
And Pisces, be truthful, honest with others about what you're feeling. Don't do the peace at any price thing. Pisces can get really caught up in that. And for Aquarius, let reality be reality.
Hmm.
live in a multidimensional universe. And for Capricorn, follow feelings to be authentic. Others are watching.
Oh.
And okay. Sagittarius, it isn't that hard to allow others' ideas and opinions into your life.
I'm dying.
And for Scorpio, where are you leaning on others for security? How is your vanity alert? Because you're worried about how you're going to be seen.
Oh, Scorpios are so tricky because I don't feel like they put off this energy that they care about that. But that's a big dynamic, isn't it?
You better believe they care.
Yeah.
At the deepest of levels.
Marv and I always giggle through these because we're thinking of certain people with these signs. But that'll stay between us.
Some of them I'm thinking, oh God, I hope they're not listening.
I'm like about to send all of them this podcast.
They'll be hating on me.
Probably. Well, I'm actually feeling good about this new moon. I feel like this is
a great new moon.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
We're ready to move out into the world, build the relationships, build the reality, socialize. Libras are social animals. We're now building our social persona.
Well, and I know there's so many other energies happening. We mentioned just a little bit about the retrogrades, but a lot of those things are coming out during this new moon too, next month. So
everybody's going to feel like they're shot out of a cannon this month.
Yeah, because we've been feeling this like backtracking thing over and over and over and over again.
Yeah, we've been feeling like we've been abandoned by the universe.
I know, right?
We've been living on our own personality and ego structures, which aren't good.
No. So a lot
we're
of
a little
things,
bit too human.
We're
going to start feeling the universe filling us up again. Yes, we have like 6 retrogrades right now, and they're all going to start going direct over the next 2 weeks. So
great. Bring it on.
It's going to feel really good.
I cannot wait. It's been a tough go for a minute. So I think everybody's probably ready for that.
That'll be on the micro and the macro.
Yeah.
So a lot of things are going to start unfolding very rapidly within this month.
So you're saying within people's personal lives, but then also on the bigger scale as a whole.
Yep.
Gosh. Well, it'll be interesting to see what happens. You just never know. If 2020 taught us anything, you just never know.
Well, you know what your job is. Dream the dream, baby.
Yep.
Create the reality.
Yep. Can't wait. I'm going to do it. All right, Marv, tell the people where they can find you.
They can find me at marvin@astromarv.com. They can find me at that's how they can email me.
Okay.
They can find me at astromarv.com. That's my website. Mm-hmm. They need to go on the website, onto my blog, and download the outline of this podcast, which will teach them even a whole lot more information, as well as the animals that represent Libra on the Native American medicine wheel, which is raven and whale.
Okay. So if people know stuff about the medicine wheel, I got to start diving into that. I know
they don't even
about
have
it.
To know the medicine wheel. Just
if you're interested.
See how it lines up with Libra and teaches you the values of balance from nature's perspective.
Right.
It's pretty incredible.
Okay. And if you want to have a reading, a personal reading with Marv, he is a master astrologer. So he does personal readings, also hypnosis. I have done both and they are all very, very helpful. I tell people now, I'm like, he's like my life coach.
Oh, Kelly, I just strip away the imbalances so that you can heal your own life.
I like that. Well, I appreciate that you do that for me. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate what you do for me. Because I look at you and see all that beauty and say, oh, my God, I must be beautiful inside.
You are. See? Mirrors. Well, Marv will be back next month with what will be the Scorpio new moon?
Scorpio. Ooh, get ready.
That one will be interesting. thank you, Marv, for telling us about Libra new moon. It's happening on October 6th, which is the day this podcast comes out. If you guys have any questions, you can hit Marv up on his email. I'll also put that in the description of this podcast and go do a reading. They're worth it. You also do virtuals, right? If people want to do that instead of in person. Okay. That so if you're not in Nashville, you can do a Zoom meeting as well. So hit Marv up. Marv, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll see you next month. Thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Velvet's Edge podcast with Kelly Henderson, where we believe everyone has a little velvet and a little edge. Subscribe for more conversations on life, style, beauty, and relationships. Search Velvet's Edge wherever you get your podcasts.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.